UWF President Judy Bentz made the announcement at the T.T. Wentworth Museum in downtown Pensacola.
I am absolutely thrilled to tell you that we have discovered a third Luna shipwreck in Pensacola Bay. And it is incredible.
That third shipwreck from DeLuna's 1559 excursion was discovered near the first two. Emmanuel Point 1, uncovered in 1992, and Emmanuel Point 2, which was found in 2006. This discovery, in June of this year, will be called, you guessed it, Emmanuel Point 3. They're named after the area of Pensacola Bay in which they were discovered.
This is a 10 in the world. There is no archaeological site that has a terrestrial settlement and a fleet under study at the same time. They are also treasured by our community.
That terrestrial site of DeLuna's colony is in a developed neighborhood in Pensacola, marking the earliest multi-year European settlement in what's now the United States.
Obviously, we're thrilled to announce the discovery of a third Luna ship. I'm sure we'll be working on it for many years to come.
UWF Archaeology Institute Director Elizabeth Benchley says the project has been working under a special grant for the past couple of years, $290,000 from the Florida Division of Historical Resources.
The grant was to continue exploring Emmanuel Point 2 and also to search for other ships that might be related to the Luna fleet at the same time. And it was during that search that the third ship was discovered during our summer archaeology field school.
But along with excavation, the grant covered additional remote sensing survey, utilizing various sonar and magnetometer devices in the search for new sites.
Anthropologist Greg Cook is principal investigator of the Emmanuel Point 2 shipwreck. During a PowerPoint presentation, he said that the discovery of EP3 near the EP2 site was through an anomaly.
Magnetometers detect anomalies in Earth's magnetic field caused by the presence of iron, which is common on shipwreck sites. We train dive teams to conduct circle searches with probes or handheld metal detectors or other tools. Almost immediately on this day, divers surfaced and said they could feel hard returns or stone with their probes.
Under a permit from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the team will conduct test excavations on EP3 through next March to determine the extent of the shipwreck and the type of wood used in her construction.
It's wonderful that we've been able to support this program. I'm happy that we've been a part of it. For me personally, having grown up with the history of Pensacola, it's a very special thing.
Tim Parsons is director of the Florida Division of Historical Resources and a Pensacola native.
Our division does a lot of things. One of the most personal to me and one of the most exciting to me is the archaeology, and it's the kind of research that UWF does. And I have the unique privilege of being able to help, along with our staff members, this kind of work through our special category grant program.
And as with Emmanuel Points 1 and 2, Greg Cook says once the artifacts are recovered and processed, they'll be placed on public display.
People also ask us about the ships, and that's a very expensive endeavor, and that's not likely to happen anytime soon, but the artifacts we do bring up, they are conserved at the university, and they do get on display. In fact, the artifacts all here have been preserved through our conservation lab as well, and we'll continue to have exhibits and new material incorporated into it.
More information about the Emmanuel Point shipwrecks and the Tristan da Luna land settlement can be found at uwf.edu/Luna. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.